It's Oscars night and the Irish are there in force. Cork's Cillian Murphy is up for Best Actor for his role in Oppenheimer. And Poor Things, produced by the Irish company Element Pictures, is nominated for 11 Oscars. We'll hear from producer Ed Guiney shortly. But first, let's go to Hollywood now and talk to reporter Steve Futterman, who's attending the Oscars tonight. Steve, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
It's the biggest night of the year in Hollywood. Tell us first about the ceremony tonight. Who's presenting it and what can we expect?
Well, I think it's going to be I'm not going to tip it off. I'm not going to do a spoiler. I think everyone knows it's going to be a big night for Oppenheimer. Jimmy Kimmel, who is a late night talk show host, is the host this year. He's done it in the past. I think he's a very good choice. It's a very difficult role. It's one of the toughest bits to do in Hollywood, to host the Oscars. Everyone's watching. Every joke is analyzed and dissected. And if you don't do a spiffy job, you're torn apart the next morning in the newspapers by the critics. But Jimmy Kimmel, I think, is a very good choice, and we'll see what he does tonight.
It's been a phenomenal year for big box office movies, the likes of Barbie, Oppenheimer, as you mentioned. There are 10 movies in the Best Picture category. A really strong year for motion pictures, isn't it?
Oh, I think it is. I mean, you look at the nominees, and it's a shame, you know, the old cliche, it's a shame that not more than one film can get the award, but it's going to be Oppenheimer. It would be one of the biggest upsets in Oscar history if Oppenheimer didn't win. It's really been the favorite since the film came out. I myself have been following this film for years. I had an uncle who was a major scientist during the Manhattan Project, during World War II. So this is a subject that's always interested me, and I think it's just a great film.
And Steve, let's be selfish from our point of view here for a moment and look at what kind of a night could be in store for the Irish. There are high hopes for Cillian Murphy from my own home city of Cork for his role in Oppenheimer. It would be a huge shock, wouldn't it, if he doesn't take away the Best Actor award?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like the film Oppenheimer, he is the overwhelming favorite. He's won everything virtually in this award season. I saw him at the Golden Globes. He won the BAFTA award. He is the odds-on favorite, and I would be shocked if he doesn't win. So I think it's going to be a very big night for him, a very big night for Oppenheimer. One very interesting category, because usually by this point we have an idea who's going to be the likely winner. Best Actress is one of those interesting categories where we could have a bit of an upset. The big favorite is Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon. She would become the first Native American actress to win this award. But there are many people who think Emma Stone from Poor Things could really put up a battle. So that one is one of those where we're really going to be interested to see when the envelopes open which name is announced. But the favorite still is Lily Gladstone.
And that movie, Poor Things, that is an Irish, produced by an Irish company,
yes.
Element Pictures. Up for 11 Oscars, including Best Picture. How do you think that will do in general?
Well, it's going to be overwhelmed. It will probably win one or two awards, I think, you know, maybe more. You can never be certain, obviously, but I think it's going to be overwhelmed by Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer is going to do very well in some of the technical categories, but Poor Things does have a chance to win. Barbie's another film, has a lot of nominations, probably isn't going to win very much, will probably win Best Original Song for What Was I Made For, the song by Billie Eilish and her brother. I think that's maybe the only Oscar that Barbie is going to win tonight. So you have these films that are very popular, that get lots of nominations, but they're overwhelmed by a film that's going to dominate like Oppenheimer.
Steve, thank you very much for joining us from Hollywood. Enjoy the night yourself and enjoy the party afterwards as well. Now, as we mentioned, the movie Poor Things is produced by Dublin-based Element Pictures. It's a film starring Emma Stone, who plays Bella Baxter, a woman brought back to life by a scientist using the brain of her unborn child. It's up for 11 Oscars, including Best Film. Ed Guiney is a producer on the movie. I spoke to him earlier and put it to him that there was an exciting night ahead.
It is. No, we're very excited, and there's a whole gang here, like 11 nominations. There's all the nominees and family and friends, and yeah, we're going to enjoy it and be grateful for the success we've had.
And let's talk about the film itself first. The story is perhaps not the most obvious one to make into a movie. I mean, how challenging was it to make? Was it a risky venture for you and for Element Pictures?
Yeah, I mean, it was. And for our financiers, Searchlight, which is owned by Disney, and Film 4, owned by Channel 4 in the UK, they were the backers of the film. And it was a big swing, and there's no doubt about that. I guess, in a way, it was built on the success of The Favourite, which was the last film we did with Yorgos and Emma Stone, which, you know, also got a lot of nominations and won Best Actress for Olivia Colman and did very well at the box office globally. So it was really built on the success of that, and also the fact that Emma Stone signed up to play Bella Baxter, and obviously she's one of the biggest movie stars in the world. So you kind of, you have to make your argument to get the backing for a film like this. And as you say, it is quite risky. But those elements really helped, you know, make the case for it.
Is this the biggest movie you've ever made?
It is, yeah. Yeah. By quite a significant amount. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mm.
And you're nominated in 11 categories, including Best Picture. And that category has some other hugely successful films, Oppenheimer, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, to name just a few. I mean, how do you rate your chances of success for Poor Things in that category?
I mean, to be honest, my dial is turned down to low, the expectations front. Like, there does seem to be a groundswell for Oppenheimer, you know, and that's an incredible film and you know, did brilliantly when it came out. So the momentum seems to be with them.
You're in Hollywood at the moment. What are things like there right now as it prepares for the biggest movie night of the year?
Well, it's sort of the ground is pulsating, you know, you can definitely feel the kind of excitement in the air. Every hotel lobby you wander into, there's people with massive, you know, makeup trolleys going around and dresses on hangers and stylists. And, you know, there's something gathering. And that's really fun to witness and be part of. And
will you be able to enjoy the night, Ed? I mean, will you be able to relax and let it happen? Or will you be on the edge of your seat for a night like the Oscars night?
I mean, a bit of both. I mean, it's obviously very exciting, you know. There's nothing you can do about it, obviously. The die is cast, you know. The votes have been, you know, the voting is closed. We will enjoy it. Like, it is exciting. It really is. And listen, be nice to get something, but equally, you know, we'll go with whatever, and we will enjoy the after parties, and, you know, be happy to be with all the gang. So yeah, no, I'll be nervous, but do my best to enjoy it.
That was Ed Guiney, producer of Poor Things, up for 11 Oscars tonight.